Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Messages from your future home. Welcome back, my friends. I loved the energy of this episode. It was so cozy and felt like a family member that you actually like, somebody that wants to hug you and love you. And yeah, it just felt so good to be in the energy of this one. So I'm hoping to take it slow and do it justice as the messages came through. I was not expecting to do this episode. I was sitting in meditation and just feeling into you guys and being like, okay, like what is going to be supportive? And I got home, you know, a lot of people, I guess, are calling in new homes. I also felt many of you will have new homes and you don't even know it. I felt like I was in that camp. I was like, oh, damn it, another home. But I have an idea that like we might be moving to another home, but on the property. But anyways, yeah, I felt like some of you were going to even get like vacation homes as well. So not necessarily like your primary residence, but maybe your second. And new homes, just all the vibes. So it was really nice to be in this energy. I loved the surprise of it. And even if you don't think it's for you, I think you should give it a listen. I think it is for you. So come on in, get cozy. We got five messages from your future home. Can't wait to start. Let's get into it. Message number one. I want to like read exactly what I was given. I am a dream come true, a result of many seeds, many desires, many heart wishes. I am the response from your heart. That's the vibe. I mean, like that's what just opened up my heart so much. This really feels like there's this future home coming into your space one day, whether that's next month and whether that's 2 years from now, right? Like it doesn't mean that it's right away, but it felt to me like this is the manifestation of a heart desire. Like you really open up your heart, and through this opening of your heart, you call in this whole new space that you call home, and therefore it brings you this whole new reality, which is really beautiful. I talk about this often. I always talk about like the Barbie dream house situation where as you shift your identity, as you shift your reality, you're kind of like shifting into a new Barbie dream house. And every Barbie dream house comes with different things. And that's what this home felt like. It's like, it's the result of a new you. It's the result of these wishes and these seeds and this kind of heart desire that you've been putting out there for a while. Like it really feels like when you get there, you're like, wow, this is a dream come true. And I don't think that a dream come true has to be like, wow, this is a multi-million dollar home, right? Like it could literally be like, oh my gosh, my one bedroom apartment or my studio apartment, like this is exactly how I pictured it, or this is what I wanted and I can't believe it's finally here. It really feels like it's something that you move into and you're like, wow, I cannot believe I manifested this. I can't believe like I'm finally here. And I can see almost my former self making wishes and making dreams that have made this here, you know? Like it reminds me of like, I don't know, you might go into a bedroom and somebody left something behind from like the former owner and you're like, oh my God, like that is this little sign of who I was when I was dreaming this up and it's here now. So I have all the goosebumps. This is a true manifestation. If you do the future self meditation, you may even see this home. We have the future self meditation inside the Clarity app if you haven't already done it. But it is really truly something that you've brought into your reality and that it is just really happy to be here and support you in this new life and this new up level that you're bringing in. So it's beautiful. Number two, of course, I gave you all like the dreams, but then of course the next question I asked was like, well, when's the timing of this? Like, when does this actually come? What I was getting is that the timing coincides with your maturity and your readiness to hold more. So this is, it's not even that it's a responsibility, but it's your ability to accept more. Like you'd be surprised that even though you want something, you may not be willing to hold it and you may not be like ready for it. There's definitely this maturity. So to me, the maturity feels like I have grounded into myself. I love myself. I accepted myself. I'm not moving with a bunch of anxiety or less than energy or lack of awareness of myself. Like, I am here, present. I am proud of myself. And this maturity allows for this new home. If you don't have a new home tomorrow, doesn't mean that you are not mature or whatever. It's just that this is a bigger step. This is a bigger manifestation. And not everybody wants this bigger step. Like, let me put that out there. This is just like, it's a greater thing to hold. It's a greater manifestation than you've held before. So you have to be like a strong enough trunk to be able to hold it. This home, while very dreamy, it is going to require you to dare more, to face more, and be more. I feel like that was an important statement, right? Like, to be more daring, like to take more risk, to make greater leaps, to really bet on yourself. So that could be anywhere from your finance to taking a big leap from like leaving your hometown to going somewhere else, but it's a daring version of you to face more. So facing could be sometimes facing my finances and making sure I can make the move, or facing maybe a toxic relationship that like keeps me stuck here and I just need to leave this relationship and go somewhere else. Facing my greatest fears, whatever that may be, and being more. So being the person that can show up and hold this and be like, yes, I'm worthy of this. Yes, I want this. Yes, I have the capacity to be a steward to this home. It really feels like this future home is a blessing. It feels like it's a gift. So noticing your ability to hold a blessing, to hold a gift, you can practice with small things. So when somebody gives you a gift that you really want, whether it is like a gift certificate to your favorite restaurant, right? Like, notice how you receive it. Can you hold the gift certificate? Can you sit with it for a while? Can you go to the restaurant, feel really grateful, and like know that you 100% are worthy of this, but also at the same time are really grateful for it? You can start with small things. This is a bigger version of it. It's like it's an energy that you'll have to hold a longer and like a larger capacity, but it's the same thing. And your ability to hold small gifts and small blessings will allow you to hold this bigger gift or bigger blessing, but it's the same feeling. It's just expanded. So that's really what we're going to see come into place. And that's also kind of what tells us the timing of it. Like, when you get better of holding blessings and holding gifts, we'll know that you're closer to your future home. Message number three, this is super juicy. This is not your mother's home. Take a pause, goosebumps. I thought that one was really interesting because it felt to me like where you are going, what you're moving into, who you're becoming is not the dream your mom had for you. So, and I mean that it not in a disrespectful way, you know, to your mother who did the hard work of giving you life and all that. But it feels like what that meant to me was like, this is not something that I'm doing because this is what everybody does in my lineage, or this is what everybody's done in my family. It really feels like you're doing something different and you're paving your own path and you're deciding how you want to live. And it feels like it's very different than what was expected or imagined for you, whether it's your mother or anybody else. Maybe it was even yourself, a former version of yourself. Like, you may be surprised by what you're doing. I feel like the way you run the house, the way that you run your life within that home is not your mother's life. It's like, it's not what was almost intended for you. It's like almost like not what you were bred for, believe it or not. I almost feel like, you know, sometimes like as parents, we accidentally like breed our children in a certain way and like kind of point them into a direction. It almost makes you feel like you weren't even like pointed into this direction, but your soul spoke so loud that you chose this direction. So it is quite different than maybe perhaps what's expected of you when it comes to your lineage. Another message I was getting here was that the female lineage needs a place to recalibrate, and that's what this home is about. This might not be like the norm going forward. For example, I moved my family from the city to the country. And as I read this message, I was like, oh yeah, like I needed to recalibrate what it means to be a female in this family, in this lineage. Like, I needed like to step out of it, to take a break, to not just like follow what has been told to me. I don't know if like this is where the lineage continues, right? Like I don't necessarily feel like the lineage will settle here and stay here and be, you know, country families going forward. I don't know. But it's like, it feels like it's a pause where the female lineage, your female lineage, can recalibrate and make true choices, soul choices from here on out, rather than making choices that were given to us from many generations before us. So this is definitely going to feel like a pause. And you also, I think with that, you don't have to feel like it's permanent, right? Like if you're feeling like I'm going to go live in a European country for a couple of years, that doesn't mean that like forever and ever you've resettled and now your whole family is now living in this European country for many, many generations. It may not be that, but it does look like it breaks this cycle of women not being able to choose their own life and not being able to choose the way they live, not being able to choose the way that they raise their children. And that needs a pause. And that's what this place and this move and this new home is about. So yeah, I felt like that was kind of deep, guys. We can take a pause for that one. It's pretty deep. But do you not feel it in your bones? Like this is bigger than just a home. Like this is choice, which is really exciting. All right, message number four. Something that's going to help you get there is merging with nature, merging with your true rhythm, merging with your true self. And the way you're going to do that, that does not mean that you need to go hang out in land that you're going to move into. This is not about that. This is about going back to your own pace, going back to your true self, going back to your own nature. Nature itself is the best helper for that, right? Like you go out, it recalibrates you, it helps you remember, oh, actually, I'm not as fast paced as like my corporate job makes me think I am. I'm actually a slower paced person, right? Like just by being in nature, you can feel your own pace. Maybe you're tracking the moon. Maybe you're tracking your own cycle. Maybe you're tracking your astrology. Maybe you get a really good human design reading and you're really trying to live to your design. So this message to me is like what gets me, like if you're like, oh, I already know I want a future home. I'm already seeking it, but I don't have the money or it's impossible for me to get there because I have children and it's hard to move them. Like whatever those blocks are, nature is the key to unlocking those blocks and really letting those blocks go away. And what I mean by nature is nature, rhythms, cycles, true self, like truly who I am. And the reason it says merge is because like when I merge to my true self, then the reality, the universe can't help but meet me. Like when I start acting like my true self, thinking like my true self, being like my true self, eating, walking, exercising like my true self, my reality will then become a true self reality. So this is the fastest way to get to this future home because this future home is a representation. It is the Barbie dream house to the true self Barbie. So I saw this being done in a few ways, drinking plants. So it felt like herbs, playing with herbs, taking them in. Like we said, going into nature, your brain was a big part of this. So knowing your true self and being your true self has a lot to do with getting rid of thoughts that are not yours, to getting rid of programming, seeing how you're actually thinking, seeing what is taking up your brain space. So when you sit in meditation and you sit for silence and for 10 minutes or so, you'll see all these different thoughts that come up. Some of them you're going to be like, okay, yeah, cool. Like I'm okay with that thought. But some of them you're going to be like, oh my gosh, where did that come from? Like, you know, to really get to know thyself, in your brain. So like you might accidentally be running off of a programming that's not true. And if you don't stop to slow down and sit in silence, you won't be able to catch it. So we'll definitely see some brain cleansing. And then also meditation to understand your own rhythm. Like it almost makes me feel like you may be moving at a pace that's not true to who you are, whether it's like a fast pace, it might even be a slow pace. Maybe I'm even being lazy because I'm feeling depressed because of this job that I'm in. And this is actually like not my true self. Like I'm not really a lazy person or I'm not really a depressed person, but like the way I'm living my life is not true to me. So let me make some changes so that it is true to me so that I can have more energy. So it goes both ways, but it is a merging of your true nature that brings this future home closer into your timeline. Message number five, obviously when it comes to homes, we can't help but think about money, whether it is a rent, whether it's a mortgage or buying a place or the money to move, right? Like moving from one city to another, like all of, there's money involved. It's expensive to move. So of course I asked that question about money. And what I got in response was that this is emerging into your true self and not a earning of your true self. So this is not like I need to do certain things to feel valuable enough to have the money or whatever to buy this thing. Like I didn't see money being as important, or I didn't see that number being something that you had to be super concerned about. I'm really grateful that when we were buying land, for some reason I didn't think about money. For it was the weirdest thing. Like Benny made it sound like we got this, it's all good. So I wasn't really thinking about money. And then obviously when we found the land and we were told how much it was, I looked at him, I was like, we do not have this money. Like, I don't know where you're thinking. And then, you know, this new version of myself realized like, no, actually you do have some, you have equity, you have these things, you can move things around, like stuff that I wasn't even aware of. And I had to do the hard thing of like doing some heavy paperwork and all that kind of stuff. But I was like ready for it. And that merging of that new identity is what brought the land to me. And in a weird way is like what brought the money as well. So I feel like there's something there for you. There's a merging of a new version of yourself that brings this future home. So it's not so much about the money. I just wouldn't put your emphasis on the money. I would put more emphasis on merging in to this new self. The new self has a soft strength. She was very responsible for her emotions. It almost seems like a lack of responsibility for your emotions, for the way you're thinking about things, for like just like not having control of that wild horse, you know, like that wild horse of our brain and our emotions. That is the old self that doesn't allow this dream home to come in, where this dream home version of you is like, I can take care of my emotions. I can take care of myself. Like I can ride those waves. For example, the other day I woke up in a miserable mood. I was just in a very bad mood. And I was like, even like, is my period coming? Like what is going on with me? I woke up, it was a weekend. So I woke up like after the family because I just did not want to face them because I was like in such a bad mood and it was like everybody's fault, you know? And once everybody was like settled, I just got dressed into like my hiking clothes and I told my husband, I was like, listen, I gotta go. I'm gonna go for a hike. He's like, what's wrong with you? Your face, you look so angry. And I'm like, I am. And I'm like, so I have to go for a hike. And what I was saying was like, yes, I have all these emotions. And if I stay here any longer and I take it out on somebody, I'm going to cause more of a mess. I know that I need to take care of this emotion. And the best way I'm going to do it is to go out on my own into nature and work it out. Like I'm not going to blame it on anybody else. I'm not going to, you know, project it on other people in the family. Like that would be former self who doesn't know how to take care of her emotions. It's okay to have emotions, but it's not okay to like spill them out and put them on other people, right? So that's what this version of you feels like to me. There's such a maturity in the way you handle your own self and care for your own self and mother your own self. So it was both like thoughts, but mainly emotions. And overall, this was just, she's a queen. So that's why people almost trust her with this home, even if it's like more expensive than the money she has or whatever, because of the way she presents, because of the way she appears. For some of you who are going to get second homes, it's almost like, because I can handle second homes, right? Like my husband and I are in the business of properties, and you have to be able to hold the little annoyance of, oh, this, you know, this tenant says that their electricity is broken or blah, blah, blah. Like you have to be able to hold that stress. And when you present that way, in a weird way, these properties show up for you because you're like, yeah, of course I can hold this. Like I got this. I'm a leader. I'm a queen. Like I got this. I can take care of this. So it almost looks like even just the way that you present, the way that you may even negotiate the deal or like ask, you know, like ask for it to all come together has a lot to do with your presence, and it's a merging of presence that actually lets people trust you and even maybe gives you money or actually like gives you the opportunity to have this place. This is not like a number six message, but as I was like wrapping up this episode, I was like, I hear you guys asking me if there's a partner or like family with you in this home. And for some of you, the answer is yes. And for some of you, the answer is no. And it just seems like whatever is your greatest expansion is what this home is, and who is there has to do with like whatever your expansion is. Like for some of you, I feel that you've been putting off the partner and maybe doing everything else but bringing in the partner for whatever reasons, because like you don't want to be vulnerable enough to like show all your insides. So it's more comfortable for you to move into a place alone. And those are the ones that I see like, oh, this home comes with like a partner, like you're there and a partner comes very soon after. And then I see some of you who have done the opposite, who have been in long partnerships and have been in like codependent relationships. And now this is about you getting your strength by yourself in this place. So it kind of, you know, and then for some of it is a lot of it is families that are moving for greater strength within the family. Like it looks like families that are moving to establish their kingdom is how it feels. Like mom is queen, dad is king, or, you know, however that works out gender wise. And like this is a strong kingdom and we are growing into strong individuals here. I have goosebumps. So it's like whatever expansion or next level your soul is in need of is what the inside of this home looks like. Oh my God, I cannot wrap this up because I keep hearing you guys. Okay. It might start off as like not the most like ideal looking home, but it looks like you will grow and expand into it. So like maybe the insides are good, but maybe like there's no landscaping or the land is kind of funny. Like I really, part of this is that you are tending to the exterior. So like probably tending to a yard. I don't see like a ton of need for like an inside remodel. It's almost like your soul doesn't want that. Like your soul wants like the old and to kind of dress it up and like leave that charm. Like I don't really see like an inside remodel. It feels like more it's accessories and like making it my own. And a lot of it looks like it has to do with the outside, like the tending to the outside. So if you feel like you're really far from your future home, I would definitely start tending to what you can right now in your life. So if you have some plants that you can tend to, or if you can redo like a piece of furniture or like find an old piece of furniture and make it your own, those are all good creative projects and examples and like the energy to get into that ultimately sets you up and brings you here, because this really looks like an expressed version of you, a creative version of you, and that it would be good for you to start practicing in like little ways now, because you know how it is when you practice, it's like really shitty. And at least like after the third time you do it, it gets a little bit better. So by the time you get there, you're a little bit more comfortable with this making things my own. Okay, guys, that's it. If you have more questions, come into Clarity App and ask at the group readings. That's the best place to ask this. I definitely had on my list to do in Clarity App something about future homes, but this came first. So I don't know what I'm going to make about future homes in Clarity App, but I feel it. I know you guys are manifesting. It's coming. I'm really excited about it for you guys. I'm just trying to feel into like the way that it wants to be created. But I hope that this podcast episode holds us over. And like I said, if you have more questions, come into Clarity App and come into the group readings. These are great questions to ask. Sending you much love, and I will see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.